Good evening. It's December 9th, 2011. The time is 6:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Friday evening, where tomorrow morning there's going to be a little bit of lunar activity in the sense of a lunar eclipse, where the moon is going to be turning red, blood red or fiery red. And for those that are lucky enough to see it, it's going to be supersized. And this eclipse will be the last one, where another one's not going to happen until 2014, 2 years. But this one, for those that live in the Pacific Rim along the United States and Canada, will, and further west, heading over to, Alaska, Hawaii, Australia, and New Zealand will have the best views of this particular eclipse. And it's supposed to start tomorrow. Oh, where's my times here? Oh, here we go. Time supposed to start tomorrow, I guess, out in the West Coast here at 4:45 Pacific Standard Time, which puts where I'm at about 7:45 in the morning. So the moon will be setting in the western sky there, so I probably won't be able to see it. But we've been having some pretty cloudy days here. I was out here just a little bit with Max after dinner, and you can see a few stars, but sort of hoping. So I'm gonna have to rely on YouTube and the news as far as those that observe it tomorrow. And I could track it on the app that I have on my iPod Touch called Planets. And I recommended this to a few people that do stargazing. And it's a very simple, it's called Planets at the App Store for the iPod Touch. So it's compatible to the iPhone and those that have the iPad and the iPad 2. I like the program or the app itself because it gives a general location as far as where the planets are positioned at any given time, as far as a two-dimensional sky as well as a three-dimensional sky. Very simple, but this is one of the very first apps that I got from my iPod Touch that a coworker showed me, and I was just blown away. Because it gives an idea of where the moon, like right now, the moon is just rising in the eastern sky there, where I'm at, with Jupiter sitting up above and the other planets setting in the western sky. But it also gives the constellations, and I'm a little bit of a sky gazer there when I'm out. And I do have a clear sky to be able to look up at. So those that are able to wake up early tomorrow morning and have a chance to see something that won't happen for at least a couple more years, enjoy. That's about all I have to talk about. Short audio boom. You all be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.